Tomorrow is decision day for thousands of high school seniors in Massachusetts. Deposits at their colleges of choice are due May 1st. This year, the University of Massachusetts is seeing surging enrollment across most of the system. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov looks at why.
So, you guys have been with me two semesters now looking at maps and charts, and you look at this and you think...
Classes like this Western Civilization course at the University of Massachusetts Boston might be more crowded next fall. That's because at this point, the commuter school has seen a 15% jump in the number of students enrolling. Kathleen Tian is the Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Management at UMass Boston.
We're almost 9% up in applications over last year, and we are up 160 deposits over last year, so about 15%.
UMass has a more flexible deadline, so when it's all complete, Tian thinks the school will enroll as many as 7% more students, hitting capacity at about 15,000 students. Just ask some freshmen in the Western Civilization class why UMass is a popular choice. Here's Rachel Sharon and Ashley Train.
The price of UMass Boston's, like, really good for me.
Out of all the schools, this is definitely the cheapest, and that's why I chose to come here. Between that and just, like, the location, because I love the city, I love Boston, so it's just, like, a perfect package.
Tian says more people are seeing the value of spending about $10,000 a year on college.
I think for a few years running, we've certainly started to see a lot more interest in public higher education, as private higher education, in particular in Boston, starts to tip over the $50,000 a year mark. The $10,000 a year public higher education opportunity looks quite attractive.
Enrollment at UMass Amherst is also up 8%. Dartmouth and Lowell's enrollment is flat, but on the Lowell campus, enrollment has increased 24% over the past 2 years. UMass Lowell Chancellor Marty Meehan says he expects this growth will continue.
I think families in Massachusetts and beyond are gradually beginning to look at selecting a university or a college more as if they were buying a consumer product. You know, for years, people wouldn't do the research that really is required when you make a significant investment in a college education.
All this interest in state schools is playing out across the country, according to the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. They attribute this primarily to the economy, because more under- and unemployed adults are heading back to school. It's hard to compare enrollment numbers to private schools because their numbers are not out yet. As enrollment has grown in the UMass system, the state has been cutting funding, nearly $500 million in the past 9 years. Chancellor Meehan says schools like UMass Lowell admit more students to make up the funding shortfall.
We use that as a way to increase revenue in light of the dramatic cuts in state spending over the last 2 years. Massachusetts has actually cut state funding for higher education more than any other state in the country.
All colleges in the UMass system have strategic plans to increase enrollment. If these past few years are an indication, they should have no trouble filling the seats. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.